the edge like that.
Uh-huh. So then you put it on the griddle and you fry it on the top?
Let your grease, put your, some grease, clean lard in there, and I cook it on top of the stove.
Uh-huh.
And then when it browns on that side, turn it over.
And then brown the other side, still on top of the stove?
Uh-huh, still on top of the stove.
Uh-huh.
Now you can cook it on the inside of the stove, but I don't like cornbread.
Uh-huh. And so if you cook it on the inside, then you call it in
cornbread.
Uh-huh.
Mm-hmm. A lot of people love it, but I don't.
Mm-hmm. Let's see, if you were going to distinguish between bread made at home and the other kind of bread, you might say, this is homemade bread, but that's...
That's light bread or bulk bread.
Okay.
Now, here's a spider.
Okay.
So look.
Okay.
Now that's a spider.
And so that has the tall edges on it. And a skillet just has just a little ridge on it.
That's a cigarette. I just thought that's
really interesting.
Yeah.
It helps, you know, to see the things.
Yeah.
What's a kind of a little cakey thing, sweet, about that big around?
Muffin pans.
Okay. And what's another kind of sweet thing that is very fluffy and it has a hole in the middle?
Oh, that's a cake pan.
Okay.
Straight out cake pan, I got that.
Okay. And so that's...
Yeah, that's this way with a hole in the middle.
Okay, fine. Let's see, I'm still talking about sweet things. What's something that I don't imagine you make these at home. You probably buy them somewhere. They taste delicious, real sweet. They're about that big around, and they have a hole in the middle. And you just bite
nothing.
Right into it.
Nothing.
Uh-huh. Okay. And how is that made? Do you make those at home?
Well, there's a lot of people can make them. It ain't made too sweet. It's made with nutmeg, what we make at home, and sugar, and roll it in a dough, and you have your cake cuffers, but make it about that thick, and you cut, with your cake cutter, I got a bunch in there, never been used, and when you cut it, I have some that, like that, and you drop it down in a hot grease, and take it out and let it be green where that crease will green out. And then before it gets cold, you sprinkle sugar over roll it in powdered sugar.
Uh-huh.
Now that's the way I cook.
Uh-huh. I bet those are
yeah,
good.
Yeah, they are good.
Uh-huh.
Put nutmeg, and if you got a regular cake cutter and it's got a hole in it, just cut them with that. And then drop them in hot grease before it gets cold.
Roll
them in powdered sugar.
What do you call flat cakes round that are fried and eaten with syrup?
Batter cakes.
Okay. If you had 1 pound of flour and you added 2 more, then you'd have...
3 pounds.
Okay. What is it in bread that makes it rise?
Baking powders and the yeast.
Okay. What do you call the center of an egg?
The yolk.
Okay. And... let's see, now that's just the inside part?
Uh-huh, that's inside. The outside is a shell.
Uh-huh. So what do you call the white part?
Well, it's just the white of an egg.
Uh-huh.
There ain't no really a name for that as I know of.
Uh-huh.
But the yellow is the yolk.
Okay. if you cooked eggs in water for 3 minutes, then you'd have...
quartz egg.
Okay. Now, is that...
but if you cook it whole, it's a boiled egg.
Okay. Okay, so that's the difference then.
Poached egg.
You take them out of the shells first.
Uh-huh, yeah.
Okay. What do you call salted pork that might be eaten with greens? Cooked with greens.
Right. Well, that's, I don't know what the difference is. It's bacon.
Okay.